Thanks to our partnership with Google, we are happy to announce that developers can now connect their Google BigQuery Enterprise Data Warehouse to Salesforce Data Cloud without having to rely on an exact, transform, and load ETL process. This seamless integration is bidirectional and allows for data sharing with zero copy approach. This post is the first of a two-part series on using Google BigQuery with Data Cloud. In this post, we'll show you how to share data from Google BigQuery with Salesforce using Data Cloud Zero Copy Integration Data Shares capabilities. A diagram showing the ingress/egress patterns available with the BILE functionality with Data Cloud. What is Google BigQuery? Google BigQuery is a fully managed, serverless data warehouse that enables scalable analysis across petabytes of data. It is a part of the Google Cloud Platform, providing a powerful SQL engine to run fast queries against large datasets. Developers use BigQuery to perform big data analytics, harnessing Google's infrastructure to analyze data in real time. They can also integrate BigQuery with other Google Cloud services or third-party tools to ingest, store, and visualize data. Zero copy, data in, data federation. Data Cloud users can now directly connect to tables in Google BigQuery using a new Salesforce Data Cloud connector, and this connectivity is facilitated using Query Federation. This capability ensures that Google BigQuery external tables are accessible and operable within Data Cloud as external data lake objects. These external data lake objects contain only the metadata of the Google BigQuery object that it's trying to read data from. Once the external data lake object is set up, it can be mapped to the data model object, DMO. This mapped DMO can then be used in identity resolution, segmentation, calculated insights, queries, etc., during which Data Cloud seamlessly federates over JDBC to query live data from Google BigQuery. Image of how you map BigQuery data to Data Cloud data model. This integration also allows an acceleration feature which provides users with the option to cache their data in Data Cloud, facilitating the storage of queried data. This enhances performance in instances where real-time access to the data is not necessary. Users could select this feature in scenarios where they have high data volumes and low data change rates. Create your service account user and generate private key. Now that you have an understanding of Google BigQuery, Salesforce Data Cloud, and bring your own lake functionality, let's take a look at how to set up your connection between Google BigQuery and Data Cloud. In Google Cloud, you will first need to navigate to IAM and Admin and select Service Accounts. Image of IAM and Admin console with red rectangular box calling out Service Accounts. Then click plus Create Service Account. Image of Service Accounts page with a red rectangular box around Create Service Account. Enter in a service account name and click Create and Continue. Create service account screen with service account name field, service account ID field, and service account description field. Grant the newly created service account permissions to BigQuery. In our example, we are granting the BigQuery admin and BigQuery connection admin roles. As a best practice, follow the principle of least privilege access. Image of service account access screen with the BigQuery admin and BigQuery connection admin roles selected. Click the actions icon next to the service account name and then manage keys. Image of a list of service accounts with the actions panel expanded and red rectangle around manage keys. Click a key then create new key. Image of keys tab selected with a red rectangular box around add key and create new key. Choose JSON as the key type. Image of private key screen with the key type selected as JSON. Take a note of where the key file gets stored. In my example, mine went to my downloads folder. Image of the downloaded private key file. How to set up Google BigQuery connector in Data Cloud. In Data Cloud setup, click Other Connectors. Image of Data Cloud setup with a red rectangle around Other Connectors. Click New. Image of more connectors with a red rectangle around New. Select Google BigQuery. Image showing where to select the Google BigQuery connector. Enter a connection name, and a connection API name will automatically populate. Upload the private key that you downloaded into SSH private key. Enter the email address from your private key file in the service account email field and the project ID from the file in the project ID field. After you have entered all of the values, click the Test Connection button to test your connection between Salesforce Data Cloud and Google BigQuery. Image showing the Google BigQuery source details. When you have fully set up the Google BigQuery connection, your connection will show under More Connectors as pictured below. Image of connectors listed in Setup under More Connectors. Create a data stream. The final thing to do is to create a data stream to ingest data via our Google BigQuery connection. Once the connection to Google BigQuery has been set up, navigate to Data Cloud greater than Data Streams greater than New. Then select Google BigQuery as your source and choose Next. Image showing the selection of Google BigQuery as the data stream source. Next, select the BigQuery connection you set up in step 1, then select the database within Google BigQuery. Once selected, the available schemas in that database are automatically populated on the left. Select the schema that contains the data that you want to use in Data Cloud. Once selected, all the objects in that schema are populated on the right, ready for selection. Select the objects that you would like to use in Data Cloud. Then click Next. Note, you can select multiple objects to map to Data Cloud in this step. Image showing the BigQuery objects available to select and map to Data Cloud. Once the objects have been selected, specify the name, object category, the primary key, the record modified field, and the organization unit identifier. The record modified field has to be a date time field, and it is used to indicate when the row was last changed in Google BigQuery. The organization unit identifier is used to specify business units for lineage purposes. Select the fields that you would like to use in Data Cloud, and then click Next. Image showing the data stream setup, where you specify column details. Select which data space you would like this object to belong to. You can also specify any filters that you would like to apply to this data. For example, if you were bringing in product data and only wanted to bring in data from a specific set of departments, you can set the filter here. Optionally, you can choose to enable acceleration. Enabling acceleration allows Data Cloud to cache the data from the source BigQuery object to improve performance. Click Deploy once done. Image of data stream setup where you can specify data space and acceleration. Note, acceleration makes this data lake object available to some features that can't use external data lake objects as source data. Using acceleration impacts the consumption of credits used for billing. The acceleration cache can be refreshed based on the schedule shown in the screenshot below. Image of BigQuery objects to select to include in the mapping to Data Cloud. Map your data. Once the data stream has been successfully deployed, the external data lake object is now available for mapping to the Data Cloud data model. Image of the data mapping landing page. Next, map the external data lake object to the standard data model, or create a custom data model object if needed. Image of data mapping canvas to map the external DLO to the DMO. Once mapped, this object is available for identity resolution, segmentation, and activation, similar to how existing data model functionality works. Conclusion. The seamless integration of Google BigQuery with Data Cloud using the zero-copy strategy represents a monumental shift in how developers approach data management. By effectively breaking down data silos, this approach not only streamlines the aggregation and analysis of diverse data types, but it also significantly enhances the ability to deliver personalized customer experiences. Part 2 of our series on Google BigQuery and Data Cloud will focus on sharing data from Salesforce to BigQuery, data out. Explore our new partnership page to discover more about the collaboration between Salesforce and Google. Further resources. Salesforce and Google announcement. Spring 24 release notes on Bile Data Share. Trailhead module, Get to Know Data Cloud, quick look. Trailhead module, Bile Data Shares in Data Cloud, quick look. About the authors. Gina Nichols is a director on the Salesforce Data Cloud product team. She has a background as an architect working with some of Salesforce's enterprise customers in the MarTech space. She is also a co-author of the award-winning Transform the Consumer Experience Customer 360 Guide, which won an award of merit at the STC Chicago competition. You can follow her on LinkedIn. Danielle Laregui is a senior developer advocate at Salesforce focusing on the Data Cloud platform. She enjoys learning about cloud technologies, speaking at and attending tech conferences, and engaging with technical communities. You can follow her on X.